Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
All right, good Friday morning. Sal Capaccio joining us here on the Wester Hotline. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's off today. Nate Geary is in. And Sal is in as well with a weekend of rookie minicamp awaiting. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. I just saw a very interesting little note I think you'll appreciate. You know, the schedule release. We know you talked to Mike North about the schedule on one of your big podcasts for It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, the Mike North conversation. Always a must listen. So the NFL.com website has the schedule release, and yesterday we saw the games that are going to be named early, or at least Each broadcast partner gets a little spotlight to reveal a game early. And I found this little note. Featured guests on schedule release 25, which means when the show airs, it'll include Jim Nantz, Kevin Burkhardt, Al Michaels, and Deion Dawkins. So there you go. Oh. The Bills' left tackle is one of the featured three play-by-play guys, and Deion Dawkins will be a part of the schedule release.
What network is this on? Where is this on?
So that's NFL.com. This NFL.com's, okay. It'll be on NFL Network, the show, and that's who's a part of it. So Dawkins is going to be one of the featured guests on the schedule release. What does that mean? You know, did they approach him and say, we're going to want to get your thoughts on playing on Christmas, Thanksgiving, blah, blah. I mean, whatever. It's a Bills player is one of the featured guests on the schedule release show on NFL Network on Wednesday.
Well, first of all, we already knew this, but the Bills will be featured heavily, right? I mean, we know that. I can't tell you exactly where or when, but we know that for sure because Mike North talks about it. And the answer to the question when Matt and I had him on the podcast, hey, Mike, you always say the Bills are in this spot where they're one of the top teams in the league. They have Josh Allen. You're going to feature him a lot. Does him winning the MVP even elevate that even more? The answer was, oh, absolutely. So expect more of that, right? Yep. Now you have his left tackle, who, by the way, does a lot of media. He's great in the media. Deion goes on a lot of podcasts. So kind of fits that way to have a guy like that go on and talk about, you know, their schedule. He's gregarious and really fun-loving. We all know that about Deion. Great personality. So it makes sense. And then the second part is, yes, I think that this points to there's somewhere in this schedule that they're going to highlight the Bills specifically. I'm not just talking about, oh, you got six primetime games. I mean, like, oh, they're on Christmas.
Yep.
Or they're on Black Friday, right? I mean, to me, it has to point to that, I think.
Yeah, I think so too, Sal. And, like, looking at last year, the Bills, this is one, well, here's a good example of a spot that's a highlight spot that maybe we didn't think about. We brought it up earlier. The Bills opened Amazon Prime's slate last year. Mm-hmm. They were the first Thursday game. Amazon gets the week two debut game, and that is one of the first ones that will be announced. I don't know if they'd go back-to-back years opening in that spot, but I guess there's not a reason to think they would be ruled out. I mean, a good team in a good spot would be there. So Amazon week two could be possible.
It is. And the Bills have the last few years. Let me go back to, okay, so 20, let me just do this real quick. So if you go back to 2022 even, hold on, let me make sure I got this right. Yep. If you go back to 2022, week two, they played Monday night against the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. Week number three, okay, I'm sorry. All right, in 2023, they didn't. They played at home against the Raiders. All right, so two of the last 3 years, they've had a night game on week two, an early night game. Mm-hmm. They had Thursday night last year, and they had Monday night 2 years before that. They also had week Monday night last year against Jacksonville. So early in the season, that week two spot, that week three spot, like right there, seems like it's a place where they like to feature the Bills.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. And Dawkins on there, like you said, it's not like we didn't know they'd be in big spots, but I feel like Dawkins being there is some version of, like, let's get, you know, Josh Allen's right-hand man there to talk about this upcoming schedule and expectations for this season. And, of course, like he's always so good in those spots in just terms of bringing energy to pretty much anything he does. So that'll be cool. All right, that's Wednesday, and we get a bunch of games before then. I have seen, Sal, there have been leaks and reports, and one thing that is, again, not exactly locked in, but I saw a report about that Steelers game in Ireland, that it might be the Vikings and that they would go for 2 weeks. That they would play a road game in Ireland and then a road game in London, which I don't. Can you remember a team that's not the Jaguars going for 2 weeks?
No, but it wouldn't stun me to see something like that, because judging by conversations I've had with Mike, just judging by other things that I've heard and seen around the league and how things are happening, that the NFL is going to start doing more of this, because eventually you're going to have more teams going overseas, and at some point you're going to have teams having more like back-to-back trips. I mean, I'm not even saying eventually having a team over there. Yes, that could happen down the road. I'm just talking about the number, pure number of international games, pure number of games in Europe, in Asia, and other countries where teams are going to have to take these long road trips and stay over there. So it started with the Jaguars a couple years ago, as you guys know, and the Bills were part of this, right? A couple years ago, where there were two games for the Jags. They played one home, one away, quote-unquote home and away, but they were over there for 2 weeks. I think you're going to start seeing more of that. This makes sense. This tracks, because if you think about the Steelers and the Ireland stuff, there's been talk about the Bills for sure. But we all know that, look, if Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, it just feels like a game they don't want to put the Packers there, but yet the Packers were the team they kind of want to put there. So let's just say they wanted to put the Packers there. Aaron, but you know, we can't do that because he's going to be playing against his former team. We're not putting that at 9:30 a.m. Well, we also don't want Josh Allen at 9:30 a.m. in Ireland. That doesn't track very well. But there also was a report recently that the Steelers would protect the game against the Packers and not put it over there. I've since found out they can do that. So, okay, well, if that's the case, we don't know, but if that's the case, who's left? Eliminate the teams. The only two teams really that aren't named the Packers or the Bills that also aren't in the Steelers division, I believe, are the Vikings and the Seahawks, because the Dolphins are already playing in Madrid, and that's not going to happen. But then again, you know, with your report, I guess it could. So it makes sense, a long way of saying, that if you take a team like the Vikings, you put them over there, and then you also want to have one of these, okay, let's kind of use them as an experiment, they could stay over there and then play somebody else in London.
Could the Bills, I don't know why, Sal, I brought this up the other day, could they play the Browns in London?
They could.
Yeah.
They could.
For some reason, I had just kind of like dismissed that. They don't do divisional games, and I think I saw a report that the Broncos will play the Jets in London, who are all over there, and then that leaves the Browns, who might not have that opponent. Maybe that's Minnesota that plays that in the double dip. I don't know. But so there's still some opportunity for the Bills to go overseas.
There is. I do want to say, Jeremy, you're right. They generally don't do divisional games. They have done it, though. It's not impossible. Mike North said, like, they would do it. If it makes sense, they'll put a division game over there. The Jags, I know it's the Jags who go over every year, but the Jags have played two division games in London. They played the Colts 1 year, and they played the Texans 1 year over in London. So I wouldn't totally dismiss a team playing over there. Someone brought up to me on the Extra Point Show, they called the other day and said, well, could the Bills go to Madrid to play the Dolphins? I'm like, well, there's no rule against it. I don't think the league would do it, right? But if you're in Miami, right, think about this too. You could look at it one of two ways. If you're the Miami Dolphins and you're like, man, these Buffalo fans come at our stadium every year and take it over.
Right.
Why don't we just get them over in Madrid and then, you know, that doesn't happen. But you also could look at it the other way and say, oh my God, these Buffalo fans coming down here is great for our stadium and our economy, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess you could look at it both ways, but Really? I mean, there is no rule against it if they wanted to do it.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. We've got rookie minicamp to get to as the Bills will get things rolling there. You also, of course, posted your most recent It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. You and Matt Bove had a big conversation with Sean McDermott, nearly an hour with the Bills head coach. Mm-hmm. So take us through some of what to get to if we get a chance. For people that want to go listen, I had a chance to do it. What did you guys get to there?
Other than Matt Bove not knowing who Ricky Waters is.
Oh, wow. That's tough.
Matt Bove, we learned. I think we're to the point now where, so Sean McDermott and I are very similar in age. I think he's 1 year younger than me.
Okay.
And I think now I can say, like, we're old guys, right? Because I'm doing this job in the media. I got Matt Bove is a sports director.
I'm not that far behind you. How old's Bove? Because I'm not that far behind.
Bove's my age. Me and him are both 33.
Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Then,
yeah, we're old, Jerry.
Then I'm an old guy, too, more than Bove.
Yes. Okay, and I want to say this, okay? Matt, first of all, did not know who Ricky Waters was. Unbelievable. Because I said, at the end of the podcast, I said, Sean, I've always wanted to give you this hot take because you, if you want to call it a hot take, I said, you are a Philly guy. You've been there. You know the organization well, the area. I said, like, my number one guy who belongs in the Hall of Fame is Ricky Waters. He's like, oh, yeah, he belongs in, right?
Yep.
Like, that's my number one guy. Go look him up, right? It's just amazing. Anyway, he also, Matt Bove, I don't know. Now, you tell me, you guys, maybe I would think, Jeremy, you have. I'm not sure, though. He has no idea what the movie Vision Quest is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that is either.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a wrestling movie, of course. Great. We're talking with Sean McDermott. Madonna with the title track, Crazy for You. And we talked about that because here's why. We talked about some really, like, just cool, interesting, personal stuff with Sean McDermott. This was an interview that went 40 plus minutes that was very, very little about the Buffalo Bills football team. More about philosophy of football, philosophy of team building, personal for Sean McDermott. I mean, Jeremy, I came away from this thinking that Sean McDermott could give me a run for my money at weddings. I had no idea about this. I had no idea.
As a dancer?
Until he started talking.
He's a dancer at weddings? Wow.
Him and his family are a big dancing family, he revealed. He even went so far to say, I'm giving a little spoiler here, folks. He even went so far to say that he does maybe the two-shirt trick at weddings. To bring two shirts.
Wow.
To make sure because of the dance floor.
Wow.
I mean, like, this is the stuff that we talked about, but we also had a really good conversation just about, you know, what his motivation is and why he does what he does and what it means to him to pursue a Lombardi trophy here in Buffalo. And there's a clip that Matt posted yesterday, so people can listen to it and watch it, and then it might hopefully get you to go watch the rest of it because Sean told a story about how he was at the local Little League field a couple weeks ago, maybe just a few days ago, I guess. And somebody came up to him and said, hey, I just want to say hi, introduced himself, and said, I really want to thank you for, you know, what you guys have done here in Buffalo to elevate the Bills, and said something along the lines of, I was losing hope for a while about the Bills. And Sean said he thanked the guy. Thank you so much. It really means a lot. And then this person said, you know, I get the feeling, though, that, you know, Buffalo's okay with being number two.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
And you could tell Sean was upset about that. And he said, you don't know me and you don't know this team. That is the furthest thing from who we are. Now, I don't think he was mad at that person. He was probably upset at that concept,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because what he said after that was he talked a lot about the vision he has if and when they win a Lombardi trophy, right? What it looks like on the field. And he said, that's when, like, I want to take that moment. I want to hand it to that guy and say, like, you're not number two anymore. You're number one because that's what we're about. I just think, like, that's the kind of stuff we talked about.
Yep. Yeah, that clip, it's funny. Like you said, I think he does come across, like, in the moment when that happens live, he's upset. But he doesn't turn it necessarily towards anger, but more of, like, it's on me to prove that that is not how we feel. Like you know,
100%.
And I'll keep kind of showing you that that is not how we approach things. So, super interesting. Well, he's got a brand new crop of rookies. And, you know, Sal, as you talked to McDermott about team building and the things he thinks are important, what do these rookies have in store for them? You know, like, they would have met McDermott throughout the process along with Brandon Bean. And here they are, like, time to go to work at your new office.
Yeah, so we asked them what they're looking for, right? Matt said, what are you looking for this week with rookies? And are you looking for just how they interact with their team? Are you looking for how they can interact with their coaches? You know, the talent, the skill, those kinds of things. And, you know, one thing Sean talked about was what they look for is, like, really, like, the body type, you know, when you get up close to them on a football field and how their bodies, you know, kind of play the game, right? Like, they're long. Do they use their length? They're fast. Do they use their speed? There's a difference between doing it at a combine versus doing it, you know, on the football field. Those kinds of things. It's really interesting. I asked him a question of, has there ever been a rookie throughout your time where you just show up and you're like, oh, that guy's special. Like, he's different.
Yeah.
I'm not going to reveal it. You guys could probably guess somebody he's coached, though, in his life that this was a bit that the answer was. Okay. But he gave a great answer and a great story about a player that he had years ago. And he's like, I don't really know if this guy, you know, he's watching him. And all of a sudden they go to 11-on-11 team drill. And he's like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, wow. So I'll let you go listen to that. But in the meantime, that's the kind of thing that they're looking for. Like, okay, how does this translate onto the field from everything we've seen? They learn about the players off the field through the scouting staff, including Brandon Bean and his group, you know, and just how each player is going to come in and who each guy is, the personality of that player. Let's remember, guys, last year, Keon Coleman, right, for example, 20 years old when he comes into Buffalo. Tremaine Edmonds just turned 20 years old when he comes into Buffalo. But last year, you also had Ray Davis, who's 25 years old. This year, you have Landon Jackson, who's married already at 22, right? Like, you have all these different kinds of players and these backgrounds and these personalities that you're bringing in for the first time all together at once into your team. Now, they're not getting in with the, Josh Allens of the world yet, the Deion Dawkins of the world yet. But you have to kind of understand all of these guys from that type of level as well when you bring them on the field. So I think all of that is in play today. So we're going to go down to the stadium today. We're going to see these guys in the field. I'm going to get my chance to kind of look at them. We're going to get our chance to talk to them. But you're going to have everybody from a really, really excitable Max Hairston to learn about him to maybe, and I'll say just from, yeah, he's very excitable, like maybe, like I said, maybe the more grounded type of players, like a Deion Walker, a Landon Jackson, yeah, and their personalities. I just based off the Zoom calls and how these guys are all a little bit different, you know what I mean?
Coverage of Bills rookie minicamp on WGR, presented by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Yes, Sal, like, it goes from, for these guys, like, what Bills fans have seen from them is the instant reaction to being drafted. Like, Landon Jackson is one here that I think about. I think Bills fans are probably really moved by his reaction. And now it'll be interesting to hear, you know, how that shifts from, you know, this is, what is the draft? It's the end of a very big part of your life, but it really is the start of the rest of it. And, like, how these guys start to approach that next step is kind of what the Bills are hoping to nail here, right? Like, you didn't arrive. Yeah. You didn't arrive. It's not over. It's actually just begun. Congratulations. You made it in the door.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, Jeremy, right? Like, there's all these different steps along the way. And I always say, like, somebody could, like, not make the team based on what they do at rookie minicamp, not meaning, like, a draft pick, right? You're not showing up as a seventh-round pick. Caden Prather, like, he has two bad days. It's not like they're cutting him tomorrow. That's not going to happen. But there are guys like undrafted free agents who come in and they go, well, maybe we need somebody else for this particular spot. If you don't have as much invested in that person, a tryout player, but guys can start to kind of really kind of impress, right? First impressions. Okay. Like this is a guy we really like what we saw from him. You know, let's build a plan for how we could, you know, what could happen here throughout, you know, mini camp and mandatory mini camp and training camp as we go forward. So again, you're not necessarily not making the team or making the team through training camp, but you can give an idea to coaches about who you are and make that first impression. And that can go either way. And then, you know, there's a couple months left. Look, the other part about this is you never know what you're going to get for guys that they bring in, like a Joe Andreessen last year. Yeah. Joe Andreessen was, this is the week it happened. He was given a tryout at rookie mini camp. And it's like, oh, hey, the kids, they got Bill's got a kid, the kid from Lancaster. Yeah, nice story. Went to UB, nice career, right? And all of a sudden, that night, it's like, hey, Joe Andreessen's getting signed to the 90-man roster. And what was the reaction from a lot of people? Ah, yeah, local story. That's cool. That's cute and all that. Joe Andreessen made the club. I mean, and he's a good football player and helps out their linebacking group. Like, so this is the time where things like this can happen.
Sal Capaccio covering Bill's rookie minicamp. The timeline is a couple of workouts and then the bus tour. The Bills media, you mentioned, kind of doesn't really go on that anymore. But we'll see stuff. Like, these guys will start to get to know the community a little bit this week.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of that. I was down at the facility yesterday for that interview with McDermott. There was a bus out there, and I don't know if that was for that. They might have done that yesterday. I'm not really sure. Or if they were just, you know, bringing some players in for the photos and all that. You saw the photos out there, the numbers, as you guys went over earlier, some of the numbers. So the timeline is there are a couple of on-field workouts, but media, we're only able to watch today. So we'll get today, and then we'll get to talk to the players. Then the players will be here, you know, today and tomorrow. And then, you know, then they're a part of OTAs, too, and that's starting to come up, right, and all those kinds of things. And, you know, I'm sure you're seeing around the league, these guys are starting to sign contracts now.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not be surprised. I don't know if this is going to happen for sure, but I would not be surprised if we start hearing about guys, some of their draft picks that have actually signed contracts. They can participate in these rookie mini camps without signing a contract, but eventually that's going to start happening here.
Yeah, it all comes together. These contracts are coming pretty quick in the NFL these days.
Yeah.
The rookie wage scale kind of slots it in. One thing I wonder about, you know, what they'll do with the rookies. Sal, they can do something that they could never really do before, that I would think is a pretty cool thing to do if you're a rookie that's coming into this team, and that is tour the new stadium. Like, right?
Yeah.
What would that be like? Here's where we play now. Next year, we're going over here, and let's walk through the concourse, and let's look at the bowl. Like, you're part of a class that's going to get to, you know, play the last season at this one and the first season over there. And I think it feels like a pretty great thing if you're a rookie to kind of be a part of.
Yeah, I mean, there's eventually going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of these guys, but eventually you're going to think about who got to play in the old and the new stadium, right? I mean, it's not going to be a ton, but there will be a bunch of players, Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins and a lot of this group that they have right now. You know, they're going to play in the old stadium, the current, and the new stadium. And then starting next year, those guys will never have played in the current stadium. Mm. It'll just be the new one. So you're right, Jeremy. That's a great point, that this year is the last year of any new group of players that will have a chance to play in both stadiums.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. Thank you, Sal. And again, anyone can grab the It's Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast.
Yep.
Subscribe where you get your podcast and listen to this episode with McDermott. You get a big, long conversation with the Bills head coach.
Yeah, and real quickly, audio, obviously, iTunes, Spotify, all of that. And if you want to watch it, Sean McDermott joined Matt Bove and I. We're all down at the Bills Media Room. If you want to watch it, it's on my YouTube page, at Sal Sports, so you can watch that. And again, I just think watching it, it's one thing to listen to it, and you can get all of it. If you watch it and see the emotion on Sean on some of these answers and how he talks about things, I just think you get even a better perspective of a lot of what he's saying.
Yeah. All right. So check it out, everybody. Thanks, Sal.
You got it. You got it, guys.
Sal Capaccio covering Bills rookie minicamp again. So excited to see where they go. The stadium tour, that'd be my advice. I almost want to say, like, what are the coolest places to go? You know, the joke is always all the Niagara Falls trip, or they go
it's
here,
definitely
there.
Definitely the new stadium.
A walk around that new stadium it's a pretty exclusive club if you're able to walk around that thing.
Listen, obviously the stadium itself is exciting, and it'll be awesome to see it sort of, because now the actual details, now that the skeleton is done, the details kind of begin. I'm a sucker for like good landscaping. I can't wait to see what the outside really starts to look like. Like, you
listen,
know,
I love landscaping as much as the next person. You're sitting here telling me you're excited about the trees for the new stadium
and how much green space we're going to have.
Well,
what color's the mulch? I'm sure they brought a fantastic exterior designer.
Don't forget about the other thing that I think we might find out soon-ish.
So the Buffaloes.
The interpretation.
They being built? Are they being shipped in at their size, on an oversized truck?
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily count on it just being a giant Buffalo that shipped in. They received a bunch of artists' ideas, and they chose one. And I don't know when the timeline is, but we're getting close. We're getting close. Coverage of Rookie Minicamp on WGR, presented by Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, and in part by Window Nation, the perfect fit for your home and wallet. Who's sponsoring the reveal of the giant Buffaloes? Are they giant?
They're giant.
We'll see. There's going to be a whole...
I don't know. I don't know if you could handle any more disappointment.
What do you mean? I'm fine. I'm other than... What am I disappointed about? I'm disappointed about my favorite soccer team got knocked out of the Champions League semifinal.
If they don't have big Buffaloes, I'm just worried about you at that point.
I'm tempering my expectations.
Okay. It's like me with the Knicks.
Yeah. I mean, I think that they could be fine without being giant, and it could be a nice place. I'm worried about everybody else if they're not giant, giant enough.
I'm also worried, genuinely.
803-0550, Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Joe. Dane Smith of the Bandits joining us about an hour from now as they wait for their opponent in the finals. You can buy tickets, of course, as things will get rolling next weekend. Jeremy and Joe, as I just mentioned, and Nate's in. Give us a ring, 803-0550. Some schedule stuff. We'll kick some stuff around on what it could mean, where the Bills could land, where you want to avoid. We'll know a lot more next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.